Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph, and Parak Dalet, Mishnah Yud Beis. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Dalet, Mishnah Yud, the Mishnah taught us a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer on the one hand and Rabbi Yeshua on the other hand, regarding a situation where we know that there are figs of Truma in the mouth of various jugs, and the question is, in order for Meduma to apply, in order for Bittel to apply, in order for the 100-to-1 ratio to take effect, can we include the figs that are also in the bottom of the jugs, even though we know that the truma is only in the mouth of the jugs? Can we include the figs that we know for a fact are not truma with the calculation, even though we know that the figs with truma are somewhere in the mouth of the jug? And Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that you can count the bottom figs and include them, even though we know that the bottom figs are chulin. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees and says no, that you can only count the figs that are in the mouths of the jug, because at the end of the day, we know that the truma fig is somewhere in the mouth of the jug. We're going to continue now with Parak Dalet, Mishnah Yod Aleph, as we see another manifestation, another way of discussing and describing that machlokas, where that machlokas appears between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. Says the Mishnah, Sa truma shenafla pi magura v'kippa. We have a situation where you have a sa of grain of truma, and it fell at the beginning of a storage room. So towards the beginning of the storage room, we have a big storage room with a lot of grain, and we know that towards the beginning of the storage room is a sa of grain that is truma v'kippa, and he starts to skim off some of that truma, because we know that the beginning of the storage room is a little bit of a mixture of chulin and truma, so he tries to skim that off a little bit. But the question now is going to be, we believe that there's still truma remaining in the storage room. Can we include the deeper grains as part of the 100-to-1 ratio or not? We know for a fact that the truma never got to the deeper grains. Can we include them in the calculation or not? Again, a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer on the one hand and Rabbi Yeshua on the other hand. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Im yesh bakipoy me'asa, tale be'echaru me'ya. That as long as in this storage room there is a 100-to-1 ratio like we learned, then that 100-to-1 ratio works for the purpose of Meduma, works for the purposes of nullifying, of canceling the Truma, and even though we know for a fact that the deeper grains were not part of the Truma, we still allow those grains to be part of the calculation of the 100-to-1 ratio to allow you to eat all of the grain in the storage room. Again, this is Rabbi Eliezer, according to Lishitaso. It's the same opinion, that even though we know that the deeper grain's not part of it, it's still allowed to be used as part of the calculation. For Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Lo ta'ala. Rabbi Yeshua says, once again, you cannot include the deeper grain in the storage room, because we know for a fact that the grain that was deep in the room is considered to be chulin and was not part of the truma at all. Again, this is also Rabbi Yehoshua in accordance with his same opinion once again. So according to Rabbi Yehoshua, what should a person do in this situation if you can't combine the deeper grains from in the storage room? Sa truma shenafla alpi magura yikapena. Says Rabbi Yehoshua that if we have a situation where the sa of truma of the grain is towards the beginning of this magura, of this storage room, then just to skim off enough of the beginning truma, of the beginning grains, to know for a fact that now there's no more truma in the grain, and then you're fine. Just skim it off. Once you skim it off, then you can eat the rest of the grain. Otherwise, you're going to have a problem, because if there's a mixture of the truma, and we can calculate the grains to allow you to eat it, then it's going to be a case of a situation where you're not allowed to eat any of the grain. So just skim off the beginning. We know for a fact that's where the truma was, and then you could eat the rest of the grain. The imkain, and if so, asks the Mishnah, Lama amra truma ola be'echad umeya. If it's true that you can just skim off some of the grain, then why did the Chachamim say that truma works, that you can eat truma if you have the 100-to-1 ratio? If you could just skim it off, then just skim it off. Don't use this meduma thing. Don't use this bittel, this nullification, this cancellation. Just skim off the truma that you know is there, and you can eat the rest. But says the Mishnah, what is the answer? Im eino yodua im belulosein o la'ayin nafla. That when is it that we require you to, that we allow you to have this 100 to 1 ratio to eat at the case of meduma? If we don't know, are they mixed? If we know for a fact that they're not mixed, then you're right, just skim off and separate the truma from the chulin. But if they're mixed, and are we not sure if it's mixed, that's when you need the 100 to 1 ratio. Or if you're not sure if, you know, how deep it went into the pile, then in that situation, the 100 to 1 ratio would work. But otherwise, if you can skim it, then great. Continuing now with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Beis, we continue to discuss the situation of Meduma. Says the Mishnah, Shtei Kupos Ushtei Meguras, if you have either two boxes or two storage rooms of grain. Shenaf Lasa Truma Lasoch Achas Man, and a saw of Truma falls into either one of the boxes or one of the storage rooms. Ve'ein Yadua Le'eza Mehan Nafla, but you don't know which box it fell into. You don't know which storage room the saw of grain fell into. Malo Zuazu, you can combine the two storage rooms to equal the 100 to 1 ratio, or you can combine the two boxes to equal the 100 to 1 ratio, even though they're not together, they're not physically combined, they're in two separate boxes, they're in two separate storage rooms, you still have to combine them for the purpose of allowing the 100 to 1 ratio to work, for the purpose of allowing Meduma to work. Now, this opinion, the first opinion of our Mishnah, the Tanakhama, seems to be of the opinion, though, that it only works if the two boxes or the two storage rooms are in the same city, in the same town, if there's potential for them to actually become combined. If there's a potential for them to become combined, then we allow you to combine them even if they're not combined right now. However, Rabbi Shimon, Omer Rabbi Shimon says, Afilu hein b'shtei ayaros, even if the two boxes or two storage rooms are in two different cities, Malo Zuazu, you can still combine them one to the other, because according to Rabbi Shimon, they're part of a single suffix, but part of a single doubt, and even if it's unlikely they'll be combined, they're still part of the same questionable situation, and therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, they can be combined even if they're in different cities. The Bartanur points out, we do not paskin like Rabbi Shimon, the lachas like the Tanakhama, namely, you can only use the calculation of 100 to 1 for the two boxes or the two storage rooms if they are in the same city and if there's the possibility that they might potentially become combined. Quick review, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph, discuss the case where where we have a saw of truma at the beginning of the storage room, and our belezer l'shitaso, in accordance with the same opinion, holds that even though we have deeper grain that this truma was not a part of and never mixed in with, but at the end of the day, as long as there's a 100 to 1 ratio, including the deeper grain, then the meduma would work, and then you'd be allowed to eat this truma that was in the beginning, and really this entire, all of the grain in the storage room. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, that you're not allowed to combine the grain, because at the end of the day, the deeper grain can't be used to combine the 100 to 1 ratio, because the truma never entered into the deeper grain, and we know for a fact that the deeper grain in the storage room is chulin, is regular food, and therefore it can't be combined with what we know is for sure truma. And he says, what you should just do is skim off and get rid of the truma grains that you can eat the rest of the grain. And the Mishnah just said that why do we have the 100 to 1 ratio? We have the 100 to 1 ratio ultimately in a situation where the truma and the chulin are mixed, and we're not sure. Is it mixed? Is it not? Where in the pile is it? And so on. Then we have to use the calculation of 100 to 1. But if you're able to just quickly skim off the truma, then you should certainly do that ideally. And then Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Beis, discuss the case. You have two boxes, two storage rooms, where you have a saw of truma that fell into one of them. And we said that you're allowed to combine them for the purposes of calculating 100 to 1 if each one has a 50 saw and one of them fell into and the saw of truma fell into one of them, so you could combine both of them for the purposes of meduma for the 100 to 1 ratio to work. However, that is according to that they must be in the same city, the same town. There has to be a possibility and a potential for them to be combined according to the Tanakhama, and that's how we paskin. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says no, that it even works if they're in two different places, two different cities, but again, we don't hold that way. Ultimately, we assume that the two boxes and the two storage rooms can only be combined together if they are in the same city. Have a great day.